This is Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night is also brought to you by REMAX, BeUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Here's your host, Dion Clisso, and the coach, Harold Wamsgans.
Welcome to Week 13 of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Like the man said, I am your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And, coach, here we are. It's semifinal week in Kansas and in Missouri Class 6, and quarterfinal week in the rest of the Missouri classes. Last week we had a lot of good games, but now we're in the spot where, especially in four of these games this week, hey, you win and you're playing for a state title.
You know what jumps out at me about last week is three Kansas teams that were undefeated lost.
Yeah, I think that shows that sometimes those brackets, you know, the undefeated teams, if they get matched up with some teams that got a little bit tougher scheduling with some losses, they'll go down. Well, let's go ahead and give you a rundown of this week's show. This is our Kansas Hour, as we always start with, and we're going to talk a little bit about the 4A games here in our first segment. Our next segment, we're going to be joined by Olathe North coach Chris McCartney and our own Ryan Wallace, and also GoPowerCat.com's Ryan Wallace, and we'll talk about that 6A game, Olathe North hosting Blue Valley North. It's a REMAX Big 3 game.
I think that's going to be one of the best games this weekend on either side of the state line.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our third segment, we're going to talk with Baser Linwood coach Rod Stahlbaumer. They're hosting Miege and the other in the 4A semifinal here on the east side. And Olathe West coach T.J. O'Neill. Olathe West, great run for them. They're going to Aquinas. Got a bit of a tall task this week, but hey, they're in the semis.
But everybody in that program is going to benefit from the extra weeks of practice and know what it feels like to get where they are.
I know, and some things bounce their way. You never know. Hey, you got to play the game, don't you?
Upsets happen.
Yes, they do. We'll close out our Kansas Hour with our own Mike Leveri and talk a little bit more about 5A as well. Our second hour will be our Missouri Hour. We'll talk with Rockhurst coach Tony Severino. That's a REMAX Big 3 game. Blue Springs Rockhurst, first time in the semifinals, but they've met plenty of times in the quarterfinals over the year.
And when you look at the next thing, Fort Osage and Staley, the same four names keep popping up, don't they?
Yes, no doubt. We'll also talk with Warrensburg coach Chris Cavanaugh. Warrensburg, first district title since 2001, coach. They're playing Smithville, first district title since 2001.
That's an interesting statistic. It's going to be a great football game.
We'll also talk with Fort Osage coach Brock Bolt. They've got a REMAX Big 3 game. They're going to Staley. Our own S.J. Munoz, he's going to be out at Smithville. He's actually going to be at Smithville and Warrensburg on Friday night and Fort Osage Staley on Saturday. So he's got double duty this week, as a lot of our guys do this time of year. We'll close out our Missouri Hour with our own Cole Young. He's going to be down in Lincoln covering his Adrian Blackhawks and do our picks with the pros. Well, Coach, let's look at the 4A bracket here. And, you know, Miege is the four-time defending state champion. They were the five seed coming in. They played really well. Wow, what a win at Lewisburg last week, 55-21. They look like a team that's really hitting their stride.
Do you think a five seed has ever won a state championship?
Well, since they've been seeding, I don't know. It's the first time they've been doing it. I don't know. I don't know. I'd be curious to see. I think Blue Valley North might have been. Well, I think they were a four seed last year. I have to check and see. But they're probably the best five seed in any of these brackets, I would say.
Without a doubt.
Well, Blue Valley North's a five seed.
They're both five seeds this year? Wow. That's going to be interesting.
So it shows that sometimes that tougher schedule bears out. Baser Linwood gets a win over Paola last week in 28-7. What a great game for them, and really just played really well. And we're going to talk with Coach Stahlbaumer here in a little bit. Dylan Musset, their quarterback, is our player of the week. They're hosting for the first time. They played them four out of the last 5 years in the postseason. They get to host this year.
You know what? Baser Linwood has some excellent offensive skill people. They have running backs and receivers, and the quarterback obviously is outstanding. They've got some good skill people.
On the other half of that bracket, you got McPherson playing Goddard, and Goddard has been kind of in that spot, 4A, 5A, the last few years. I think they lost to Mill Valley in the 5A title game a few years ago. So basically on the other side of that bracket, you've got some pretty solid teams. McPherson has been in the 4A, 5A mix as well. They're one of those teams that's bounced back and forth over the last few years. They've had some really good players come out of there. So Miege looks like a favorite right now, but they've got to win two pretty good games if they're going to win a fifth straight state championship.
I think the advantage that Miege have if they make it to the state championship is they're probably more athletic than either one of those others.
And I think that's – you saw that last week in Lewisburg. You know, and that's – you know, the Frontier League is really good football, And the Miege people had always talked about when they were in 4A that they'd spend all season, you know, playing spread teams, you know, playing like air raid offense like you see in Blue Valley North, or, you know, pistol balance offense at Blue Valley, or, you know, some wide open things. And then they go and they play 4A, and it's more between the tackles and that kind of thing. Now, Lewisburg could throw the ball pretty well, and they're a good team and had played well defensively, but it's tough to, if you don't see that speed all season, it's tough to match it, isn't it, late in the season, isn't it?
You bet it is. And Lewisburg is one of those teams we talked about earlier that was undefeated going into last week.
Yeah. And then Baser Linwood on the other side, though, they have seen some of that speed. They've played some teams that have got good speed, and Lansing's got some players who've got some speed, and Leavenworth has got some speed. So that may help Baser in their way of being maybe a little bit more prepared. But they know Miege. That's one thing. And we're going to talk with Coach Stahlbaumer. They know Miege. There's not a big secret there.
I think the one thing that Miege has that maybe a lot of those other schools in Class 4 don't have is depth. They have more players that are number two who could play for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that shows out, and then especially on stuff like special teams. I mean, that's when you've got some depth on special teams, Coach, that makes a big difference, doesn't it, when you've got number ones who can step in, especially late in the year. Maybe they didn't play early, but they can step in and play some special teams.
Exactly. It makes a big difference.
All right, when we come back, we are going to be joined by Olathe North coach Chris McCarty and Ryan Wallace as we really delve into that great Blue Valley North, Olathe North 6A semifinal. So Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow. You need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Hi, Cheese fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team, whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, see the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back in the football and bring in Olathe North coach Chris McCartney. And coach, it's a semifinal game. There's only three games on the Kansas side, so it's a REMAX Big 3 game. You guys, great win over Shawnee Mission East. I think everybody knew it was going to be close coming in, and you guys do a good job of beating them 24-21 last week, and now you've got Blue Valley North coming to your place. How exciting is it to be where you're at right now, and how do you feel like your team is playing?
We're really happy to be in this game. You know, we worked hard. We just kind of quietly kept going about business, and you know, if this is what happens whenever you work hard, and you know, it's kind of what we're selling to our kids, so we're excited.
Coach, as you think back on the first 11 games that you've played this year, what are the strengths of your defense going into this contest with Blue Valley North?
Well, I think, you know, we've gotten better in the pass game. We have some guys back there that I think at one point early in the season were questioning themselves somewhat, and now we just shored up some things. Made some changes with our coverage a little bit and kind of got our secondary going. And, you know, we still have things that we need to work on. But especially this week, you know, we're going to need a good secondary back there to help take care of the pass.
Well, you're playing a team that's going to throw it. There's no doubt about that. They've got Graham Mertz. Burt, the receiver's got 1,500 yards. Amari Pesek-Hexon's almost got 2,000 combined yards. You've played some teams that like to throw it. You played Shawnee Mission East twice. You played Olathe South twice. Has that helped you? I know the Blue Valley North may be different, but does that help those guys just get that experience and be ready for a passing attack like this?
Yeah, I mean, you can't prepare for Blue Valley North. I mean, you definitely can't prepare for them in practice. It's something that you know, we're gonna have to adjust to the quality of their routes and the speed at which he gets rid of the ball, and it's just gonna you know, and over the season, you know, we were seeing live action, and it really helped, you know, it helped us get better in the secondary versus just practicing like we do all summer. And so I think hopefully we've gotten better, and we're able to do something on Friday night.
Coach, for those of us who follow Sunflower League football over the years, we know what Olathe North is all about. Talk to us for just a few minutes offensively about your offensive line and how you feel they'll be able to control the line of scrimmage against Blue Valley North.
Well, we're going to have to work hard. You know, Blue Valley North has definitely gotten a lot better on defense over the season. And, you know, they have some inexperienced guys. They had a whole bunch of new guys, but they've got to be really good, and our guys are going to have to be solid, be smart. They throw 1,000 different looks at you, so we're going to have to pick up on those different combinations of what they're doing. And, you know, our guys have done a good job so this far in the season, so hopefully that continues for us and we have success.
I know you'll take a quick score any time, but how nice would it be to have several long drives against Blue Valley North?
Absolutely. You know, while our defense has been trying to get better all year long, our offense has been our best defense, and it kind of played out that's the way that the game was last week against Shawnee Mission East. You know, we just happened to go ahead and keep the ball out of their hands, so they didn't have that last drive like they did the first time we played them. And we're hoping we can utilize the clock to our advantage in the same regard this week.
Coach, when you talk about last week and playing against Shawnee Mission East defense, you guys must have done a really good job of sustaining offensive blocks because they run well to the football and don't like to stay blocked. So that had to be a good plus for going into this week.
Yeah, our guys have gotten really good, and we're really proud of them. They work hard. They're not extremely big, but they are pretty strong in the weight room, and they are very dedicated, and they have really become a good cohesive.
Well, tell me this. I mean, Arlen Bruce IV and Damon Sanchez have been just such great backs for you. I mean, I know Arlen plays quarterback and kind of keys thing for you. How has it been for them to get better as the season's gone on? It seems like they're playing their best football at the right time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, those guys are competitors, and you know, when they're in the zone, They're pretty dangerous, and we feel like that right now, you know, they're really clicking on all cylinders, and we're definitely going to need them to be, you know, going full speed on Friday.
Coach, great call last week at the end of the game when you put it in Sanchez's hands, went 72 yards, exactly what you knew he'd do, right?
Yes, exactly. That's a great play call. I don't call the offense, but I think I would call that if I were calling the offense.
So you're not going to take credit for that call on this one. This is your chance right here. I don't think anybody else will hear it.
Brian McCall's our offensive coordinator. He does a great job, and he's done it for several years. So yeah, he's a smart guy.
Well, Coach, good luck this week, and we really appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Coach Walms, Coach McCartney's done a great job with this team. They played a good schedule. They went to Colorado. And now I think some of that tougher schedule that they played by going out of town is paying off for them.
You know what? I think they need to avoid a shootout. I don't think they want to be in a shootout with Blue Valley. I know what they need to control the first few 5 minutes of every half.
No doubt about that. Let's go ahead and bring in our own Ryan Wallace. And Ryan, you've been out and about in a lot of places this year, and I know that you've seen some of these teams, and we'll talk a little about that 6A game in Kansas and then some of your other general thoughts. Tell me this, when you look at this game with Olathe North and Blue Valley North, there's so many good players in this game, but they're really two good teams, and they've done a good job of putting together good offenses and good defenses, especially in the last few weeks.
Well, Blue Valley North is one of those schools, you know, we talked about a ton last year, obviously, when they hit their stride around this time last year, about just how talented that team was, but in a way, also alluding to the fact that when you've got a guy like Graham Mertz coming back again this season for his senior year, you kind of had an idea that Blue Valley North had all the pieces there. It was just a matter of when those gears were going to start churning and get that engine up to full speed, and now we're finally seeing that happen. In addition to the fact that Coach Sims has mentioned over the course of the last couple of weeks that they're just playing so much better on defense with a lot of players that have really just stepped up over the course of the regular season. And then with Olathe North, I remember sitting here this time last year after I watched them take down Lawrence, a very talented, from a skill position standpoint, a very talented Lawrence team last year. And I remember looking at the roster and saying, Deanna, I think this team might still be a year away.
Yeah.
I mean, we might be looking at the future for Olathe North being really bright. And that's exactly what's happened. They've gone on and taken down Shawnee Mission East. You know, they've took down Olathe South, 9-2 season. Obviously, Damon Sanchez is the guy who kind of gets things going for them, and he'll be obviously priority one for Blue Valley North to stop. But they're a really solid ball club all around.
These two teams may not have the most outstanding defenses in the Metro, but they don't have any glaring weaknesses, either one of them, on defense, I don't think. I think that's the strength of their football team.
I think so, too. You know, I think when you look at Olathe North defense, even though they play in the Sunflower League, which obviously isn't maybe as high as prolific kind of to that Big 12 style offense that the EKL has, they've gone against teams that like to stretch the field vertically and have fared fairly well. And I'll go back and refer to that Lawrence game from last year with Dante Jackson trying to hurl some passes down there to Echo Boydo and some of those guys, and Olathe North handled themselves surprisingly well. So I think they'll have their work cut out for them against Blue Valley North with Cameron Burt and Mari Pisa-Kixon. But I think they can stand with Blue Valley North in that respect. And then for Blue Valley North, I thought going against Gardner-Edgerton, even though Olathe North's offense is a step above what they saw with the Blazers, I think that was a good tune-up because Gardner's going to want to all year that they like to really be physical up front and work through their running game. And obviously with Damon Sanchez, that's exactly what Olathe North is going to want to do. So it'll be one of those battles between the Blue Valley North defense and the Olathe North offense, because obviously Olathe North wants to keep Graham Mertz off the field. Best way to do that is to ground and pound and try and wear down that Mustang D.
Yeah, and Coach McCartney said, you know, our defense has been our best offense the last couple of weeks. They did it with Shawnee Mission East last week, and they've got to continue to look to do that going forward. And I think this is probably the biggest toss-up game on the Kansas side this week in our area. And it's fun to see. I think that 6A has been so balanced all year, and we thought that the quarterfinal games were were probably the best ones, and even the second-round games were really good, too. There was a lot of good second-round games. And I think this game just kind of shows the depth of team. And I think maybe it'll be curious to see, because Derby is really good on the other side. And let's not discount Manhattan after what they did to Lawrence Free State last week. They may be a new player there. But I feel like that the depth and the what the teams have gone through over here might be preparing them well for if they get to the state championship game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of funny because when you looked at the brackets, and even before the brackets came out all season long, it just seemed like it was trending the direction of the West just being the power side of the 6A bracket, and it turned out that way where seeds all met up 1-4. Now, obviously, like you said, Manhattan, who I've seen this year, good team, solid team, but I still don't think that they have enough to beat Derby. It ends up, you know, going to seed other than, like I said, the Manhattan Free State upset. But 6A, what's funny is, you know, we kind of dog on 6A in the East being just not having that one team or being top-heavy where you have a Blue Valley North or maybe a Shawnee Mission East, and then it's just kind of a jumbled mess. And it ends up, Dion, that has been the best and most kind of fun bracket to watch, for lack of a better word, just because everything is so balanced. And hence, that's why you get a school like Blue Valley North that goes in there last year and it isn't intimidated at all by these teams that are coming out of the West.
I think what was surprising last week is not so much that Free State lost, but the fact that Manhattan scored 40-plus points on them, right?
Right, and at Manhattan, you know, they have they run that physical kind of veer option offense, and they have a handful of running backs. Isaiah Childs is in there. McDonald is in there. And it's just old-school kind of Manhattan Indians football where ground and pound. And so I think when they go against Derby, the question is going to be, can they handle some of the athletes that Derby will run out there? Because like Free State, Derby has a lot of athletes, but they're also maybe a little bit more blue-collar, not as finesse. And so they won't be intimidated in the trenches as much as maybe Free State saw themselves become last week. So it'll be interesting. Manhattan's a solid team, but I just think Derby's kind of in a class by themselves and has been all year.
Well, before we let you go real quick, I'd like to get your thoughts on the other side of that 5A bracket. We know Shawnee Mission or St. Thomas Aquinas and Olathe West they're playing this week, and it's going to be an interesting game. Aquinas is probably the favorite in that game, but Wichita Northwest hanging 82, giving up 67, on Bishop Carroll, and then Mays, who's quietly had a real nice season.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Wichita Northwest, they're just, like Derby, they've been in a class of their own from a 5A standpoint out west. The thing about this Mays team that's interesting is they've got a lot of players that not everybody wants to, or kind of people have forgotten just how good this team can be. When you look at a player like Caleb Grill, their quarterback at 6'3", 180, can make all the plays. He's going to go up to South Dakota State on a basketball scholarship, actually. You know, he's a heck of an athlete under center. Caden Cox is a running back that I've seen over the summer, just a junior, but a really, really dynamic player. I don't know if they're going to be able to knock off Wichita Northwest, but I could definitely see this one going kind of like last week. Maybe not to the extent where Wichita Northwest is nearing 90 points, but I do think that this will be a high-scoring game. And I definitely could see where it's maybe a little bit closer than Wichita Northwest would prefer it to be. I can't remember. I'm trying to look here if these two teams – no, these two teams have not played. I couldn't remember the loss that Mays had earlier this year was to Derby and not to Wichita Northwest. But even in that game, Mays still gave them a run, 35-21. I could see it being a similar score this week, maybe with a little bit more scoring involved.
Yeah, that the other side of that bracket is going to be interesting because you see more of it than we have, and so that's one of those things that you just never know. I mean, there's some years where you come out and you're like, man, we're going to, you know, the Kansas City schools are going to have a hard time, and then they go and they win easy. Where you're like, wow, they can't touch us, and they get beat. So it's
right.
You just, I mean, I felt like Aquinas, you know, last year was going to get it done, and they didn't. I mean, that's just the way it goes sometimes. I feel like this year they've got their best chance they're going to have. And, you know, that being said, and they're going to have good chances going forward. They've got a lot of good players on that team.
I will say this, Dion. This is shaping up like if we get the two on each side, 5A and 6A, that we think we're going to get in Blue Valley North and Derby and Aquinas and Wichita Northwest. This is shaping up to be two of the best 6A and 5A state championship games I can remember in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, so many storylines, so many good players. If those two games go down the way that we think they will, look out.
Yeah, it should be a great Thanksgiving weekend. Even if the other ones, I think all four of those teams, as we go down the stretch here, I think all four of those games could be pretty good this weekend as well. So, hey, we always love talking with you, and if we don't talk with you next week, have a good holiday.
Appreciate it. Same to you guys.
All right, that's Ryan Wallace. Does some work for us. Also does great work at GoPowerCat.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Baser Linwood coach Rod Stahlbummer and Olathe West coach T.J. O'Neill. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Signs. In baseball, you look for them all the time, especially when you stole as many bases as I did. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. If you're looking for the perfect house to call home, then you need to look for the sign of the RE/MAX agent because they will recommend what is right for you. It doesn't matter if you're buying a colonial or selling a condo. A RE/MAX agent knows the market trends and has the insight to go from sale to sold. That's definitely the sign I'm looking for. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at PapaJohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like Papa John's. They are the sponsor of the Papa John's Player of the Week. And this week it is Dylan Musset from Baser Linwood and Josh McConnell from Summit Christian Academy. Great weeks by both those players. Have their teams playing again this week. We say congratulations to them. And also use the promo code PrepsKC when you buy your pizza and you save 40%. And a portion of your purchase will go towards an equipment grant that will be handed out at the end of the year. So you can save some money and maybe later on help win some money for your school. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in Baser Linwood coach Rod Stahlbummer. And coach, you've got one of our RE/MAX Big Three games. Now, this time of the year, I'll be honest with you, when there's only three games on the Kansas side, if you're playing in the semis, you're a Big Three game. So it works out well for you there. But you guys are hosting Bishop Miege in the semis. You've been here before. You've been in this spot before. You guys are playing some of your best football. What do you like about your team as you get ready to take on Miege?
I like the fact that our guys have been dialed in and focused the better half of the season here. I think that, we've been able to keep a nice balance between run-pass just how hard these guys have worked to get to this point.
Coach, going back to what you just said about trying to be balanced between the run and the pass, kind of describe for us, if you would, your passing game, what your passing game philosophy is, and what you guys want to do week in and week out and have done for the first 11 weeks.
You know, this year we kind of changed up some of our stuff. We've been predominantly a one-back offense most of the time since I've been here. And this year we had two really good running backs and two versatile backs. And so we've kind of went to more of a two-back set and then and motioned them out into different formations. And so Nolan Ford, for example, he's been predominantly a running back. This year we've kind of tried to lean more on him to do both. And so he's been able to motion out and be our third leading receiver for us and give us a lot of yards and cause some conflicts for defenses. And we do a lot of everything. We do quick game. We do intermediate passing stuff. We've been able to throw deep here, especially the last several weeks. And so, that kind of falls on Dylan Musset as far as being a distributor and reading the defense pre-snap and making good decisions. So, that's really we just try to be pretty versatile with what we do and attack all parts of the field and take advantage of what the defense gives us.
Well, I know talking with some of the guys we've had out covering you this year, they came back very impressed with your offense and what Dylan does and the backs and how you guys were able to do a lot of different things. And when you're going up against a defense like Miege that's been pretty stout all season long, is having a variety of ways to attack them going to benefit you?
Oh, I think you have to. I think any time of year you get this deep in the playoffs, if you're one-dimensional, that makes things more difficult, especially when you're playing a team who's good at stopping what you do. And Miege defensively has been outstanding all season long. And so I think you've got to have the ability to give them different looks and attack different parts of the field. And then you just try to hope that you can, manipulate stuff the way you need to in order to have success in certain areas.
Coach, you guys played great defense last week against Paola. Talk briefly about what you guys are doing defensively and how your defense has played all year long.
Coach Lohafer and our defensive staff do a phenomenal job, both in the scouting department and just preparing our kids. And so, about 3 years ago, we switched to this 3-4 defense, and we got undersized kids. I mean, we got some really small kids, but they got a lot of fight and they got a lot of quickness. We feel like, we're well prepared each week, so they play fast. And, so I think our biggest philosophy defensively is to create havoc and get to the football. And so, this year especially, we've kind of made a point of emphasis to have seven hats on the ball. And, usually each week I can pull up some photographs of the game and show where we've got seven, eight guys all gang tackling and being smothering. And so that's kind of been our philosophy, is being in attack mode defensively all the time. And I think that that's really allowed us to play fast and be aggressive.
Well, I know Miege's kind of MO with their defense has been to turn people over, and they've gotten a few extra possessions, it seems like, every game. Is that something that you guys are focused on? Like, hey, let's try and steal a possession here with a turnover? Or do you kind of, say, let's play scheme and those turnovers will happen for us?
A little bit of both. We have, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've really hit the turnover circuit hard in practice each week. And I've noticed that mentality shift a little bit with our kids. We've ripped the ball free a couple of times in the last two rounds of the playoffs that I think were big momentum changers for us. So a little bit of it, is just by design. I mean, we're aggressive, we're attacking, we're playing fast, turnovers are going to happen, but we have kind of tried to make it more of an emphasis the last couple of weeks as we got into the playoffs.
Coach, flipping back to the other side for just a second and looking at Miege's defense, what problems does that create for your offense? Do you have to do things differently or better, or what are you thinking about as you go into this game?
Well, when you get to this level, you get to sub-state finals. I mean, you got to bring your A game. So everything you do, you got to do better. But their defensive line is very, very good. Their front six is really, really good at stopping the run, and they're able to do it with just those six, which frees up their secondary guys to play pass. So, for us, we've got to make plays. We got to try to get our guys into one-on-one matchups, and then we got to win those matchups. So that's a lot of what I guess our thought process coming in is to try to manipulate their defense a little bit with some movement and try to get us in situations where our guys have an opportunity to make plays, find some matchups that maybe favor us. But at this time of year, it's always tough because they're very good and very good in a lot of different positions.
Do you feel like your special teams can make a play for you if needed on Friday night?
Our special teams played really well this year. That's one thing that I feel like maybe is even the difference between the 2016 team when we played Miege in sub-state finals and this year's team is that we're a lot better in the special team department this year than we were. And I think this time of year, anytime you can make a play in the special teams, whether it's a block punt or whether it's a kick return or a punt return, is a huge momentum shift. It's huge in field position shift. So that's one of the things that if we're going to have success Friday, we're going to need to do, I think. But I do feel far more confident with our special teams this year than maybe we even have in the past.
Coach, I think there's no question that you've earned this, but I think it's got to be a great advantage to you guys, the fact that you're at home. That's a great advantage in Week 12.
Oh, I think so. You know, this is the fourth time in 5 years that we played the A's, but it'll be the first time we've got a chance to play them at home. So I think just psychologically for our kids to have that comfort of having it home and maybe have that change of venue is big for us, at least just, you know, mentality-wise anyway.
Well, I will say this. I've been out there for playoff games. It's one of the more underrated places to go and play in the postseason. And your fans bring it, and it's a great atmosphere. So I know you're expecting to have a good raucous home crowd, and I know the MIA should be expecting that as well.
Yeah. No, and that's the fun thing for our kids, too, this time of year. Is it's not even just our fans. You know, when you get to this level, and a lot of the other area schools are done playing, that you get guys with different letter jackets coming out to watch, and fans from different communities. So, it's, you know, sub-state games are generally pretty electric and a cool atmosphere for our kids to experience.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
Coach Walms, Baser Linwood's playing its best football at the right time. They got Miege coming to town.
And, you know, I think Coach hit it right on top of the nail. They need to play their A game all four quarters.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's go ahead and move on to another RE/MAX Big 3 game, the 5A semifinal, and bring in Olathe West Coach T.J. O'Neill. And, Coach, every week is history for you at this point. It's a first-year varsity program. You guys are playing in the semis, playing really well, too. I mean, there's no flukes in any of your wins. And last week you go to DeSoto. You play a very good DeSoto team that has the experience of being late in the season, and you beat them 24-7. Really looked like one of your more complete wins. What do you like about your team right now?
You know, our kids have been really improving every week, and, you know, to have these extra weeks of practice – you know, our kids have really come together and prepared well. And, you know, for a young team, young program like us, you know, every week we saw a big time improvement. And so being able to have a couple weeks here and see more growth has really put us where we're at now.
Coach, last week you held the DeSoto team to 7 points. What do you like most about your defense right now from last week?
You know, our defense has battled every week, you know, even throughout those early games of the season when, you know, we lost some games there. Within the game, you know, our guys did a great job of battling and really here lately have done a great job of preparing as well as playing in the game on Friday, just executing the game plan and playing physical and playing fast and all the things that you need this time of year.
Well, I know it's been way back in week two, but you've seen a flexbone team in Gardner-Edgerton. What kind of things did you guys take out of that game that you can use this week?
You know, facing them and, you know, DeSoto as well, who runs, you know, a lot of flexbone concepts as well. It's nice just because, you know, not a lot of teams do that. You know, so being able to play a team like that last week with DeSoto, obviously, you know, with Aquinas, they're really good and good at it. And but it's nice to be able to have a week of repetition of that and then, you know, try to game plan for the next one using some of those concepts we did last week.
Coach, spend a few minutes and kind of describe your offense and your offensive philosophy and what you guys are doing offensively, formation-wise, run-pass-wise.
You know, I think that's been an evolving deal throughout the season. You know, we're a spread-style offense, but here late in the season, we've utilized a lot of different personnel groups and formations to try to get us the matchups that we need to be successful.
As you guys have kind of gone through this and been a surprise team by the sense of a first-year program, did you feel like at the end of the year that you guys were playing better football and that not necessarily is a surprise inside of your building?
You know, there's no question our kids have improved tons every week. I mean, we have, I think, two kids on our roster that have ever really played in a varsity game. So, you know, we expected our kids to improve and, you know, get used to the speed of the game on Friday nights. And our kids, I think, understood that from the beginning of the year that, you know, we'd need to learn from all of these games and every opportunity we have. And so, you know, moving in here to the playoffs, we felt good about where we were at. Obviously, other teams improved throughout the year as well, but, you know, it's just something that we talked about this summer, knowing our experience level and being a new program that, you know, we needed to focus on week nine when it mattered. And so our kids did a nice job of doing that and have played well late.
Coach, as you guys have watched tape of the Aquinas defense this week, what makes their defense so good in your opinion?
I mean, you know, first of all, they're well coached always. And then, you know, they're big and fast and, you know, are very explosive defensively and offensively. So, you know, there's not a lot of weaknesses on either side of the ball. And so, you know, they just do a great job overall as a team. And you know, so it'll be tough. But, you know, I know our guys will battle like they always do.
What's the atmosphere around your team and the school? I know that just on Twitter and things like that, there's a lot of excitement around Olathe West in general. I think people are excited to be at Olathe West. Having your first year of varsity go so well and make a deep run in the playoffs, how are the kids and the parents and everyone around you?
Oh, everybody's, you know, extremely excited. You know, there's, like you said, there's a lot of momentum, you know, just coming off our first school year in general, as well as with football. And then to be able to add on to that with winning some playoff games here, you know, the community is definitely excited about where we're going and excited to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Olathe West coach T.J. O'Neill. He's in the Class 5A semifinals against St. Thomas Aquinas. When we come back, we'll be joined by our own Mike Leveri. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop in Westlake Ace Hardware today and get 2 20-ounce Powerades for just $3. Westlake Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Speed is what I'm known for. Whether it was running the base path or roving the outfield, speed was one of the best parts of my game.
Save!
Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. Did you know a RE/MAX agent helps someone buy or sell a home every 30 seconds? Whether you're buying a two-story or selling a ranch, RE/MAX agents know the market and has the expertise to move from sale to sold fast. Visit RE/MAX.com, find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day?
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the McCarthy Auto Group. Every year, they sponsor 22 $1,000 scholarships through the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association Scholar Athlete Program. They're also a founding sponsor of Preps KC, and they also partner with Riddell every year for the Insight technology that they're in five schools this year, and we'll have a contest at the end of the year to hand out Insight technology. Each week, they also bring you the Preps KC McCarthy Auto Group Audio Rewind.
Again, the winner of tonight's game will move on to the quarterfinals next week against either Lathrop or Lawson. And at halftime, we'll take a look at the score from that game as they fake a handoff to Campbell in motion to give it to McConnell. And McConnell to the edge. And McConnell's off to the races. Josh McConnell to the 20. 10-5. Touchdown, Summit Christian. Well, everybody came for a football game and a track meet broke out. Josh McConnell with a 69-yard touchdown run to answer the Frazier touchdown. And now Summit Christian leads 13-6 with 2:33 left in the first quarter.
They're going to motion Young out of the backfield. They're going to fake to him on a pitch. Reboyne rolling right. He's going to throw over the middle. Has his man inside the five for the end zone. Getting in for the touchdown. And the Aquinas Saints strike first. It was Jack Gable, the tight end, making the house call. They're going to fake the toss. Reboyne's going to roll right. He wants to fire for the end zone. Has a man caught. Touchdown. Theo Grable in the end zone, and Tate Reboyne has thrown two first quarter touchdowns.
And the toss to Avion Bailey. Oh, back to Mansfield. Got a man wide open downfield at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Blue Springs.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. A little flicker.
Cooper Willich with his first touchdown catch of the year.
Baby, he was open 40 yards. They gave it to Bailey. Everybody and their grandmother came up to stick him. And he was wide open. It was a fair catch into the end zone for a touchdown.
304 left to play, 42 yards on the touchdown catch.
Coach Wams, great calls again this week.
And we'll have even more this coming week. They always happen.
Yeah, a lot of good games again this week. Let's go ahead and take a look more in-depth at Class 5A. And we just talked with Coach T.J. O'Neill from Olathe West and bringing our own Mike Leveri now. And Mike, you were at Mill Valley and St. Thomas Aquinas last week. And it was kind of a lot like what we thought might happen. It was, 27-0 Aquinas before Mill Valley really got into it. What is Aquinas doing right now that is allowing them to just kind of step on teams early right out of the box?
Well, they just, intimidate. I wouldn't say intimidate, but they just dominate the trenches on both sides of the ball. Mill Valley had negative 16 yards total offense in the first half, and so Aquinas was able to just dominate all facets of the game. They were able to establish the run game, and then what they were also able to do is throw the ball, and they threw successfully. They had a couple touchdowns through the air, which obviously is something that we don't see quite often from the Saints. They might be just throwing some things in as they get deeper in the playoffs and, trying to disrupt, what they might see next week. I know we're kind of jumping the gun here, but I fully expect them to get past Olathe West on Friday.
Coach, what impresses you most about the Aquinas defense?
I mean, they're just big, and they just, they're able to get through, any offensive line, and they're able to put pressure on the quarterback. They're able to get to the running back. Mill Valley didn't have positive yardage on the ground at all in the game. All their positive yards came through the air. I find it really difficult for teams to really establish any sort of offense if they can't establish the run game. Because if you take away the run, that you're going to have to pass the ball, and Aquinas is ready for it.
Well, one thing that I think is important, Mill Valley's had a problem against big games like Neosian. Aquinas is turning the ball over, and, they just couldn't get their offense going, let alone turn it over. I mean, I think that's a key for, Olathe West. You can't turn the ball over and give an extra drive for Aquinas. And then the one thing that I think is big for Aquinas, and we've seen – you were talking about that passing game. That's in there. That's a Randy Dreiling special. We're going to run at you for 10 weeks, and now we're going to throw the ball. And Tate Rabine looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, Yeah, you look great. You know, I think the one thing, like you said, obviously if you put the ball on the ground or you give up interceptions to Aquinas, they're going to take advantage and they're just going to put you away in the first quarter. You know, really what needs to happen is teams that are playing the Saints need to be positive in the, takeaway game. And Aquinas does have a tendency to put the ball on the ground at times. And so you've got to, you know, if you can put helmet on the ball and force a couple fumbles, maybe you get a couple lucky bounces and you're able to take advantage there. But, St. Thomas Aquinas, they, you know, were able to bring the defense in early from Mill Valley and then just go over the top. The first two touchdowns came through the air.
Mike, in your career, I know you've seen a number of upset games. What makes an upset happen?
Well, the first thing is just believing that you can do it. If you don't believe that you're just as good as the team that you're facing, it's not going to happen because you're already defeated mentally. The second thing is the seniors. It's for them, it could potentially be their last game, especially when you're in the playoffs. So they want to keep their careers alive because some of them obviously are not going to play football at the next level. And so for the younger classmen, it's just, one having an opportunity to play hard for their fellow teammates. And then the third thing is from a coaching standpoint, I know they all preach, we have an extra week of practice. And if you put together, four state title runs like Miege has done, that's essentially 5 years of practice and you're able to just get better. And so having that experience in the playoffs pretty much will I think, help. Teams that haven't been here like Olathe West might be facing a little bit of, jitters just because every week for them is a new experience. But really what Olathe West will have to do this week is just believe they're every bit as good as St. Thomas Aquinas and then just play a sound game of football and be, disciplined because Aquinas will try to get them to draw, be offsides or just be in the wrong position at the wrong time. And so it's just trusting that the coaches have put the players in the right spot to execute.
Well, and you bring up a good point about, we talk about Mill Valley a lot. They didn't necessarily knock on the door, but they were, win a lot of games, play in the Kaw Valley, and then get beat by Blue Valley or Blue Valley West or Miege when they were in five or Aquinas. They would have a hard time finding their way through, but they got to the semifinals a couple of times, broke through and won state titles. I don't know if Olathe West is, they're such a new program. I don't know if that's their pedigree this year, but the fact that they've done it this year, Mike, and then we see when teams go up to six, sometimes they're maybe not as talented, but six is a little more wide open because there aren't the super teams there.
Yeah, I think that six actually might be a little bit deeper than five this year, but, if this is Olathe West's only year in 5A, obviously they're going to be able to build on this momentum. I think the Mill Valley situation was a little bit different. Obviously, being in the the Kaw Valley League, I think what helped them was when they ended up going to that transitional phase where they were an independent for 2 years, and they play teams like Staley and they play teams like Aquinas and they get ready for, the bigger games. And so, one, for Olathe West, having just the opportunity to play St. Thomas Aquinas will kind of allow them to see where they're at and what they need to improve on. Last week's win against DeSoto was huge for them, and it should be a big confidence boost heading into 2019. But I just, whatever happens against Aquinas, I hope that they don't get discouraged because a lot of teams, actually every team that has played Aquinas has gotten beat this year.
You know what? I think this is probably one of the more difficult weeks to be a coach at Aquinas. I think you've got a heck of a coaching job this week to convince your guys that we've got to go out and play our game and not take things for granted that Olathe West is just going to turn over and let us just run up and down the field on them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Aquinas was able to kind of sit their guy. Actually, they sat all their starters in week one. They were able to limit the number of touches in the second round of the playoffs. Tank Young last week, he's kind of been hobbled with some injuries, and they played him as much as they needed. And so obviously take care of business right away and get the starters out and get a comfortable lead, because you want to be healthy going into that state final.
Yeah, that's kind of been the two times they've been there. They've been banged up, and under Coach Dryland, they've been banged up, and we haven't seen a full Aquinas team. Well, before we let you go, I just want to kind of get your thoughts on 6A, and we've got Blue Valley North and the numbers that Graham Mertz and company are putting up against an Olathe North team that's playing really well. That was a very good win over Shawnee Mishnese, but Blue Valley North is just scoring so many points. Is there a chance that Olathe North can slow them down enough? I mean, Mertz and those guys just are six touchdowns a week.
I looked at Graham Mertz's numbers, and he's a touchdown shy of last year's mark. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I thought Graham was having a good year, nothing compared to last year, and clearly he's having an even better year. They're on an 8-game winning streak, which is impressive. Andy Sims told me after the Blue Valley game in week two, like, we can't worry. If the sky's falling now, then, you know, that's a bad sign. And so they obviously just stayed the course. Really, what I think Olathe North will need to do is just control the clock. They run the ball so well. That's pretty much their offense, and Blue Valley North is going to know that they're going to run the ball, but you just have to control the clock and limit the amount of opportunities Graham Mertz has to burn you. And so I think if that happens, Olathe North has a real shot at winning. But if they try to get into a shootout, I don't see Blue Valley North losing.
Do you think Olathe North's defense is the best defense that they've played in the last 8 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're starting to put it together. And early in the year, I think it was just a matter of experience, and I think that they're just trusting what the coaches are doing. Limiting Shawnee Mission East to 21 points, that's impressive in its own right. But this is going to be a true test. Obviously, Gardner had been playing really great on defense all year, and they give up an explosion of points to Blue Valley North, and so this will be a real test for them.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week of football, and that's a game I think that is the one that is one of the more interesting ones on either side of the state line. Well, Mike, we appreciate you taking time with us, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's our own Mike Laviri, and that wraps up our Kansas Hour. When we come back, we will jump across the state line and talk everything Missouri. Listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow, you need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops. And wait.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, 7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day?
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.